vibration. So what you do wants over here, but what's active in your vibrations over here, in fact, it's more dominant. So the people you keep attracting to you are the exact opposite of what you really want. And it happens long enough that you lose faith in humanity. You lose faith in your ability to get what you want. You begin saying things like, the kind of person I want is no longer out there. When it isn't that the person isn't out there, it's that you're not a vibrational match to your own intention. So there is not a right or a wrong way to approach this or anything. Your life has helped you define from where you stand what you now want. And it may be that you will intend it one way and maybe live it that way for a while and then maybe change your mind. There is not one right way. But in order to have a satisfying experience, no matter what the topic of it is, you've got to be in alignment with you. So again, we talked about this earlier. When you take the time to find vibrational alignment, then the action part of it comes easy. You get impulses, and as you follow the impulse, you end up at the right place at the right time, and life unfolds so easily. We were visiting with a woman recently, very recently, who said, I am old, she basically said. I am in my 40s, and I have...
And I have
just found the person that I want to spend my life with. And we only met 30 days ago and we're engaged to be married. And our families are, especially my family, is very upset about this because they think that I am moving too fast. And we said, it wasn't really that fast. In other words, your lifetime, you have been identifying what you are wanting, and you've just now found a releasing of resistance, so you've allowed yourself to move to where what you want is. That's what relationships are about. Look at relationships as law of attraction and vibrational escrow, and see the love of your life in whatever form you want it to be, there with your inner being, and then reach for downstream thoughts and you'll go right there. And it doesn't take that long. You could have been looking for months or years or decades. And in the understanding of this knowing and in the releasing of resistance and the no longer beating of the drum of worrying about getting something that you don't want, you'll turn and you'll find exactly what you do want.
Can we talk a little bit about self-pleasure? And how that plays in, well, no pun intended to that, but how that all plays into the releasing of resistance, so to speak.
Well, it is as relevant or irrelevant as you want to make it. In other words, there is nothing right or wrong about anything. The question that you want to ask yourself relative to all subjects is, during my action, am I having downstream thoughts? That's the only thing that you need to be aware of. And anytime you're having downstream thoughts, anything that is happening while you're having the downstream thoughts is of advantage. But so often people try to use action to replace thought. And that is the thing that we're encouraging. Let your thought come first and let whatever action is inspired happen. But let the thought be thoughts of alignment. And then there is always benefit.
Have any of you experienced sex?
There is nothing that you experience that is positive in nature that which is non-physical doesn't experience. In fact, even in meditation, sometimes people experience what they would call that sexual arousal or sensation, and that's what that is about. In fact, sexuality and alignment are not separate vibrations. But again, you can take any subject and experience it from upstream or downstream. Mm-hmm. And you know the difference, you see.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. It is delicious to come together with those leading-edge creators such as you and chew upon the specifics of your life experience. We particularly enjoyed the movement forward relative to global issues. And we want you to understand that whether you are talking about things that are happening in the world that you feel is external from you, or whether you're talking about something as specific as your own personal pleasure, we want you to understand that in all that you are living, no matter what the subject of your